America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
That is Jacoby Brissett post-game after a dismal effort by that entire football team. I guess maybe special teams. Is there any light in the tunnel anywhere, Wiggy?
No, not really. Because I mean, so special teams is fine. What? Guess what? You punted the ball and you didn't do anything crazy. Didn't make mistakes. But I also look at it like this. I was so teased after Cincinnati. Now I'm wondering, like, should I jump off the ship in the sense of, like, Cincinnati was just like the, like, a, you know, something that was like a Kevin McHale pump fake and it got me so bad?
Yeah, or, I mean, I think it did. I'm sure that you're, you know, I'm not sure. You can call and tell us. If your mood changed after week one, are you back to where you were before this season started?
I'm almost there.
You are?
Yeah.
Really?
And I'm honestly concerned that James will be like me and Larry Bird. Like, I'll grow up and I'll be told all about the good days and not have any. Like, what a time to be born, right at the end of all this. Like, this is year five, but it's really year one. And we can all agree it's really hard to find a great quarterback, right? Those are most valuable thing in sports. It's not hard to build an offensive line. It just takes money. And whoever was in charge of that, and it's Robert Kraft at the top, is really the ones with blood on their hands today. Because whatever Jacoby Brissett is, he's not going to reach it. And whatever Drake May can be will not be reached at all.
Behind this line. Composed with a couple rookies and practice squad guys. And now, Curtis, you want to answer this 508 text on the Subaru of New England text line? Curtis, you hypocrite.
Oh, I mean, this person's texted 62 times this morning.
I guess this team can't play for Mayo either. Where is your stupid comment bashing Belichick now?
Well, yeah, I mean, Bill and Gerard Mayo each started 1-2. I mean, I don't know. They won four games for Bill Belichick last year. Anybody who thinks that he would be winning with this team, too, is not right. I was reacting in week one to everybody who told me the training camp was a joke. They weren't going to be prepared. They were doing virtual reps. They were taking days off. You know, Andy Gresh found out they went to a YMCA and nearly lost his mind. And they were ready week one. Since then, since the fourth quarter of week two, it has been nothing but debacles.
Do you think the vibe will change, though?
Inside the locker room?
Well, yeah, like, because we've been talking about vibes. This whole season's been about vibes, right? And with Gerard Mayo leading the way, we thought that the vibes were going to be good. But now that...
If we had Gerard Mayo on today, which we would normally do after the game, we'll have him Monday, I would ask him, in hindsight, do you think it's wise to reward players who speak out against their inclusion in the offense at the expense of getting your running game started the way you should have? Mm. Because that's my biggest... If I'm for Gerard Mayo specifically, he didn't build the team, but the bizarre decision to reward someone who complained publicly about their playing time with several touches to start the game.
Well, that would be the difference between him and Bill. Like, that would never happen with Bill. What would happen with Pop Douglas, right? So those are the things that we'll start looking at, and whether or not, like, and Greg, you're kind of always on this, like, I understand that your personality is different and how you approach things with Mayo and how he, you know, he kind of like a player's coach, but does he give them, and I don't want to, like, does he give them too much of a rope to where it's like,
So in the case of Pop Douglas, he, you know, pops off, pun intended, and the game plan, it appears to switch to make him happy.
Right.
And let's try and see if we can get the ball to him. I mean, I.
Because then that opens the door for Hunter Henry to be like, man, they didn't get me involved in the offense. And look what, like, the, and that. So I think that's going to be what we look at. kind of moving forward. We saw a little bit with the offensive lineman who basically, I forget, what's his name? Okorafor? What do I want to say Okorafor?
You're right. Chuck's okay. Okorafor?
Right. So, like, who left the team?
He left. He left.
Yeah.
And then we asked Jerod Mayo about it last week, and he said, yeah, I reached out to him to make sure that he's, you know, doing okay. And, you know.
So is that, that's going to be the thing? Like, I think those are the things, other than the on-the-field stuff where we compare Mayo to Bill, those are going to be the things where we compare Mayo style to Bill style, right? I don't think a player has ever just said, you know what, I'm walking off, I'm done with Bill, and walked away, you know.
I mean, it happened, I think John Lynch came in and quit. Albert Haynesworth, I think, left. I don't know if that
No, but Albert Haynesworth, I think he ended up playing throughout the whole season. If a player usually leaves, it's because they move on from him. Michael Bennett, they moved on from.
Well, didn't he punch a coach or something?
Well, yeah, him and Brett Bielema got into it.
Haynesworth got into it, too.
Right.
Somebody.
But no, but Greg, you make the point all the time. It's going to be interesting to see how, and Courtney brought this up, in the face of adversity, how that style plays.
Works, yeah. This is Joe. Joe.
Hello?
Yeah, this is Joe from Buzzards Bay. What's up, Joe?
Hey, I just want to talk, you know, I'm a young man. I'm 22. And, you know, Tom Brady was my quarterback before I was born, and by the time I was 18. And watching this team now, you know, if Tom Brady had this whole line, he would have been injured within the first year. I mean, it's insane. This, you know, we were hearing about this whole line all preseason, and I think they finally show what they really are in this game. I mean, it's insane with this this O-line. I mean, it's crazy. Yep. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm in Minnesota right now working.
But it's not entirely, in my opinion, it's not entirely on the offensive line.
I thought you were too quick with that one.
I mean, a lot of it is on the guy you have playing quarterback.
Yeah, he holds the ball too long.
He's not the guy.
I mean, think about last night's game. There were times that, and this is why, you know, Shime, get on that all-22. There were times when Jacoby did have time in the pocket, and he's just holding on to the ball. Like, sometimes you have to have a little bit of, you know, I don't want to say confidence because I think he has confidence, but sometimes you just got to say, you know what, I'm going to let it rip in this situation. And I don't think he's not doing that, and that's leading to these type of sacks because he's holding on to the ball too long rather than just saying, you know what, I'm going to try to fit it into this tight window.
The 774 text that says it looks like a team that knows quite well that their only hope lies with Drake May and are frustrated by that.
See, I don't think that's the case. Like, I think last night they were demoralized from the set. Like, even when Drake May got into the game, there was zero juice amongst
that
team.
Yeah, by that time it was too late, Sean. By the time he got in the game, it was like, you know, there's not going to be any juice. You're just like, please, this 4.5 minutes needs to go by quick so we can get in the shower, get the hell out of here, and get it back to Foxborough. That's where that was last night. I think maybe if he gets the reps, and like, let's say into going into San Francisco, they make the decision like he's going to be the starter, maybe you then get some guys that have a different feel, they get that juice, especially in the wide receiver room, because they feel like, all right, we got a guy who's going to let it rip.
Were you able to take anything from that series with Drake May, Wiggy? Like, I mean,
No, just the fact that he took some big hits, he got up from it.
The first throw was almost intercepted. He took a couple sacks.
But he took a big hit, and he got up. Like, that one sack, he was, like, spinning. And, like, as he turned around, he got crushed and he got up.
He almost fumbled the snap. He was looking over at the sideline.
Yeah.
And then made a laser of a throw to Pop Douglas over the middle of the field.
Okay. Yeah. Settle down.
I'm just saying. That was the best throw he had made all night. Like, in the.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
One drive. That was a great throw.
Do you think if he retired today, it would be 5 years and he'd be in the Hall of Fame?
He'd be in my Hall of Fame, Curtis.
And Greg, you got to understand, if he is the starter, he's now going to get 100% of all the reps. He's gonna be a lot more confident in the game plan.
They're not going to start him in advance of the San Francisco 49ers.
Why not? You have
why
a,
not?
Like a
I'm with Sean.
Week. This is the best opportunity. It's like almost a half of a bye week. You get extra time to prepare him. It's the perfect opportunity. The San Francisco defense is good, but I mean, Sam Darnold torch them up a little bit. Like, if he can do it, you can do it.
And I have a question. When Bill undoubtedly discusses the Patriots at length this week because they stink right now, do you think he'll take credit for all the players that sucked on the field?
Well, we'll be interesting to see what he says about New England this week.
I mean, he took credit for Keon White, so maybe take credit for Uche's penalty or Tavai or, you know.
Keon White looks good.
Let's keep it a buck, as they say.
Well, it'll be interesting. When's he on McAfee? Is he on today?
Be Monday at 1 o'clock.
But doesn't he have something today?
Yeah, he has, I think, his 16th podcast of the week.
I think they do the Monday night preview, he and Peyton. They do that on Fridays. Right. So.
And when's Inside the NFL?
Oh, that's tonight. I don't know when that show is. It's on the CW.
That would be a good time because the Pats would be the only game that played, so he would have no choice but to talk about that game.
It's on tonight.
But I do think that that's taped in. I think that's like the prior week games. But maybe I'm wrong. I could be wrong.
For those asking, Gerard Mayo will be on with us Monday for Mayo Monday. So we'll talk to Gerard Mayo on this show Monday morning. And unlike Curtis's hair, we'll be right back.
Hey!
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.